You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Welcome, everyone. I'm sorry I'm so late. We're looking for our BBS radio chat room. The owner of our show accidentally eliminated the chat room. But we found another button. So anybody who wants to come into our chat room on the BBS radio website, as we normally do, those who are like to welcome you guys, those who are listening in, and this is Derek White Sky Cloud, you listen to Between Two Worlds on BBSradio.com. I'm talking so fast, I feel like I'm in a horse race. It's crazy. Anyways, there's a button on the left side of the page. When you get to the left side of the page, on the upper left, and it says how to listen, go to that page there. You click on that, and you slowly scroll yourself down, and you get to the BBS Radio My Chat Room, and you'll get yourself in there. Look forward to see you guys inside. Tonight, we're going to actually do some mediumship. I was supposed to have a guest this evening, but due to the situation, there was emergency in the family. So, anyways, we're going to continue on with the show like I always do. So tonight we'll be doing some readings, or if anybody actually has any questions or anything interesting they want to ask about specifically in the work that I do, feel free to call. The toll-free numbers are 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. In Canada, that's 888-815-9756. That's 888. That's 888-815-9756. And in international callers, it's 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Basically, what I want to do tonight is, actually, I wanted to do this a while back, and I thought I'd just give it a shot. A lot of people always want to find out how to recognize a psychic medium or what's the difference between a psychic and a medium, and we've heard that for so long. And, let's put it this way. When you're looking for a good psychic or a medium, it might sound like a simple task, but be forewarned, it is not simple as it seems. Don't be wrong. There are many good and reputable psychics out there, but there are just as many frauds looking to make a fast dollar off of you as well. So most people, whether searching for a psychic or medium or both, are looking for a reading during a time of emotional trauma. A lot of people seeking readings are even desperate for improvements in their life, and there are many people out there that claim psychic abilities and are only there to take advantage of people's desperate feelings when caught in unpleasant situations. In order to choose the right psychic or medium, we must also explore what things you should take caution in or to avoid when looking for a psychic. And that's the thing, that's the important. We need to look at that. Beware of psychics that will not give you a price for a reading up front. A good psychic will always let you know how much they're to charge for a reading before they give you the reading. And the thing is about psychics, it doesn't always have to mean to be whether it's by the minute or by the hour or by the half hour. You need to tell, them that if you value yourself as who you are and knowing that you're considered as a service, you're not just because you call yourself a psychic or a medium or a healer or counselor or traditional or you call a spiritual counselor, or they use all things, different kinds of phrases. No matter what it is, no matter what you call it, you're still a service. Some people talk to me many times. I'll talk at the Pal Talk room or other people that are other readers out there, and they'll say, I don't charge. God would never charge. And I do this for a living, folks. And there is nothing wrong being charging because it still considers a service. And yes, it's God's work, but God gave us every job as counselors, no matter if it's psychotherapists, or psychologists, psychoanalysts, you name it, or even teachers of all sorts, we're still given a right to charge for service. Because God gave us all kinds of jobs. So even though we're considered as guidance counselors, we're considered as whatever you want to call us, we're just giving that person a little bit of a push in the door or out the door to go on their own, to lead for themselves. It's not about someone trying to take control of things. And that's the thing that's important. We need to try not to worry about letting that person making you think that you cannot be in control. And you avoid psychics that are only give small amounts of information for one price, and then keep telling, you know, and then they keep telling you that you will only continue if you continue to pay them more and more. And you know, the thing is that I don't like the idea of giving a little bit of information to a person. This is my own belief system, and I will say that I don't like giving a person just a little tiny bit of information, and then say, "Well, call back another month. I'll give you more information." You know, that type of way was actually used by, we call it, the gypsies tried to play that role back in the early times. They would do that to people that are very rich, you know, those who actually had a lot of money. They would set them up for a little bit to make them feel that there's something else, more important news coming every month or every week or, you know, whenever it's supposed to happen. And we're not here specifically to lead somebody up to say, well, you know, if I tell you everything, you're not going to be able to handle it all. If Spirit guides you and tells you what you have to tell that person, you cannot and have no right to hold it back. Because their talent, you're giving that already the message to that person to tell them what they need to know. Then that's important. You know, there is people out there today that still think that they have to hold back just a little bit because they believe themselves that not everybody can handle the messages. Well, you know what? If they think they can't handle the messages, then why is Spirit telling you already those messages? We ourselves are judging that client, thinking that they don't know or are not strong enough to hear what we have to tell them. Whether we think that we're right or that we're wrong. The fact is, if we're supposed to give them that message, and also another sort of form of message too as well, don't extend your story. Don't go overboard. You know, like don't go so extreme and stretch it to the point that you don't really have to explain yourself so much to the person or add something in that's not necessarily to be needed. The person only has to receive that message the way it's supposed to be, and that's all. And if they don't understand, then they can ask you the question, can you extend it and find, you know, explain to me more? Fine. We don't mind doing that. But sometimes people, at times, and I'm a critique on this, a real true psychic does not have to ask questions. Never. They only ask questions that would say, who are you, what's your name? That's it. We don't read minds, but that's all we do. And everything else on top of that, you just tell them the way it's supposed to be. I've had police officers for readings they didn't claim themselves to be officers. They walk in as a client. They don't tell what kind of job they have. I tell them what I see them doing. I've had politicians come and see me, actors, actresses, varieties of people from all across the world. I've had people actually who I've read from all across the world, internationally. I've read people that are, not always just famous, just regular people. They just want to find out about their life, where it's going. And you're giving them the guidance. You're just giving them that little lead in through the door so basically they can turn that door and be feeling safe. This is what they want. And exactly. Now, I have someone here in the room here. It's actually too many psychics want to be advisors and they aren't psychics. Well, yeah, not every psychic is an advisor. I mean, I took a lot of my training as a counselor, not just as a psychic, but as a counselor. You have to have the experience. You just can't come in there and say, well, you know, you're trained for the first year as a reader and you think you know everything. You don't. I mean, I've had young men that are 19, 20, 25 years old that want to learn, or mostly young men at the time, want to learn to be healers, and they're drawn to it. Well, fine. Let's go into the healing field first. If you are psychic enough or trying to use your psychic skills, practice. Practice means perfect. You've got to practice. You cannot just sit back and think that things are not going to, or that thing you're going to become famous in a matter of just days or weeks or months. It takes time to earn your way. And, I mean, myself, I've been around a lot of years. People know who I am. People know the work that I do. I am well known in my industry. I keep myself busy doing it. And I've had people call me up on the phone and say, you know what, you're well known up here. And yet, I've never been to those places. But yet, my name starts getting around because people believe in, you know, did you hear about him? Do this. Did you hear about her? Do that. And that's exactly what it is. You have to value and work on you, I guess you say, you have to have a valid reputation. And that's the important part, a valid reputation. Most people don't realize that they do need to earn that. It's not so easy as you think. So this is how it works. Now I got people coming into the room. Yes, welcome, folks, into the both Pal Talk and the BBS Radio chat room. Welcome into the rooms. And if you guys also, if you folks actually have any questions you want to ask, feel free to call, feel free to ask. If also you have a question you want to ask or you want to call in, we have toll-free numbers. And actually, the toll-free numbers are, again, 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And 888-815-9756. That's in Canada. And 530-876-3222. And if you're asking for any questions regarding even a message from someone who's crossed over, and like I said, I work also as a medium as well. People always ask that same question, what's the difference between psychic and a medium? There is not much of a difference. But I like using the word psychic medium because, let's put it this way. The word psychic, it's a Greek word, means soul. And here's what a lot of people actually used to always have, a little bit of a freeze, so to speak. They would say, well, you know, I would never go to a psychic. Well, you're basically saying, I never go to a soul. You know, and that doesn't... kind of crazy, but people are, they judge the idea that just going to set the numbers up here. There you go. Now, I lost train of thought. Anyways, lost train of thought. I talk so quickly, I think so quickly, I have so many things I want to say. The word psychic, yes, there's a difference between psychic and medium, and that is where most people always worry what the difference is. The psychic, my understanding is, my words of differing it is actually the psychic is not as much the word as the medium. I can contact with those people crossed over, and that's how this works. I think we have a caller calling in.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a question.
Your name is?
Rosemary. You and I have talked before.
Okay.
And I seem to be having some unusual experiences with healing lately.
Okay.
And maybe you could throw some more light on it. You know, kind of like, I don't quite know what the process is, but I certainly know I'm doing it.
So how long have you been playing around with spirit?
All my life.
All your life?
Sure.
Okay.
That's a good thing. I mean, I just would never, ever step out of that light.
Yeah. Where about you from? Where about you calling from?
Chicago.
Chicago, okay. Well, let's see what we can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to find out who's with you? Is that the thing? Or you want to find out what's going on around you?
I want to find out what's going on around me. And the next thing is I'm looking at some career changes and just kind of pondering.
Okay. Okay. If you haven't worked out of a healing center, I see you do this.
Okay.
And, I'm also seeing a briefcase in your hand that means that you would actually have the ability to actually basically run your own business if you want to.
I'm already doing that now. I've just taken a lull off to heal my body.
Okay. What'd you do to it?
Oh, I ran it till it was a watch and ran down.
Oh, you're watching it run down?
I you know, like you wind up a watch and then you just didn't get wound up again.
Oh, well, that plays, you're basically working on playing catch-up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a quiet time.
Work on the body. start taking care of yourself a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever exercise often?
What?
Do you exercise?
With my kidney, I've not been able to do that. That's why I called. I had a experience last weekend where I just simply said, I'm going into meditation, and came out 2 days later, and that was it.
You went into meditation and took you 2 days to come out of it?
Just went in, did a mantra on healing, did it till I fell asleep, came back out again, did the mantra again, fell asleep.
Just okay.
2 days of basic rest in the presence of my soul.
What do you do for work specifically?
I do counseling.
Okay. So you're doing exactly what I would say you'd end up doing, actually you have your own healing business of sort.
So first we master it for ourselves, and then we share with others?
Yeah. The only time, if you talk about having a kidney issue, you mentioned about kidneys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what kidneys mean to you? Why you're having kidney issues?
Usually stored grief.
Part of that, but here's the issue. You're hanging on to other people's stuff and you haven't let it go. You keep on wondering of what other people are responding back to you, what their thoughts are. Like, you worry about criticisms after what you give. And yes, you're concerned. You know, like you do, you become concerned with the clients that you have. But you also, you take it one step further because you end up sometimes losing sleep over it. And it's not as much yourself what you actually are worrying about, you know, your own personal life. It's actually other people. You let it go more than it should.
Okay, I will make sure that light is in better place.
Yeah, because basically it's not a negative thing, but you're hanging on to their stuff. After you finish reading them, let them go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, you're almost like, you know, like you call the mother, you know, how the mother, she nests around her chicks all the time.
Oh, yeah, the Cancerian.
Okay. This is you.
Yes.
You nest around the chicks every time. And anybody comes over, you're the mother. And you got to let them go. And you can't worry about what happens to them after that. They have to make their own soul decision after they leave the room.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. You're talking to the choir here.
Okay. Now, here's something else, too. I'm seeing a church. And I'm not going to become religious, but I feel like your curiosity is something through which call an interest of the church, of finding out what you want, who you want to go through, either it's either Catholic, Anglican, Protestant, that sort of thinking. I would say to go under the which call the spiritualist church and go there, and you will be able to work with people that will understand you more.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know what a spiritualist church is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Look on the list in Chicago, and there should be some churches in that area. And then, again, approach the people because they are the same like-minded people like yourself that you'll do well with.
Oh, good.
Okay? Financially, in your future, I see you actually excel even more, and there's going to be some traveling with you.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't happen until for the next 6 months to a year because you have to be still busy to work on that book that you haven't finished yet.
I know. I've threatened to tell the absolute truth. I just don't want the cross on my front lawn.
That's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
But sometimes we put ourselves in that direction.
Well,
you've got to learn to come out of it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
A lot of sense, and I
a whole lot of sense. I kind of figured that.
Just really. Oh my God. We're all taught to take sense and common sense in small dosages.
Definitely. So I would say work on the kidney area, which is actually let go of what those responsibilities of other people. Once you're done working with them, don't carry the responsibility with you, and your kidney will start to pull away, like you're the issues. Also, too, I recommend do a kidney cleanse. Okay, that's on the health issue as well. And that'll help, and do this for a whole month, 30 days.
Okay.
Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the work you do.
You're welcome. You take care.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
You
bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Okay. this is what happens. You know, I love it when people ask questions if we ask a certain question specifically for themselves, something we're not too sure about, and some people say, I don't know what to ask. Even if you want to ask something general, just a word, you know, give me something general, I'll give you a message, because it could be something you may want to experience, and to work it from there. Let's see, we've got, okay, chat room, look inside both chat rooms here. okay. Well, folks, even though you're in the chat room, do give me a phone call, because this is where I am actually doing radio on bbsradio.com. If you're in the chat room, instead of raising your hands, give me a call if you can. They're toll-free numbers, so you're more than welcome to give me a call for this whole hour. And ask any questions, go for it, have fun, enjoy what you do, enjoy any kind of question you want to ask. You have a telephone, I'm sure we all do, toll-free numbers to call in. And the phone numbers are, in the U.S., 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. In Canada, that's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. International callers, 530-876-3222. International, 530-876-3222. Now, here we go here. Also, talking about psychics and mediums again. I don't mind people talking about wanting to light candles for someone if they want to do prayers for them, but I feel that what I don't care for is going to cost someone a few $1,000s, and if anybody says it's a curse in the family, in their family, don't listen to those people, because you're going to be conned artist big time, and it's not worth your while. We have another caller calling in. Hello?
Hi.
Yes. What is your name Hi. And where are you from?
My name is Zuryang, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Warren, can you speak a little louder, my dear?
Warren, Michigan.
Okay. You call from Michigan. Your first name again was?
Pardon?
Your first name again was?
Zer.
Okay. What can I do for you, my dear?
I feel like I have, like, an entity or something with me for a couple years now, and I'm not sure if it is good or if it is bad and why they're here. I just want to know.
Okay. You're trying to find out if it's harming you or not, or just something that's actually around you?
Well, I feel like it's harming me, but I'm not sure why it's contacting me. I mean, I just want to know why it's with me.
How can it be harming you? What do you think it may be harming you from?
Well, sometimes I feel like it's draining my energy, like it makes me feel sick at times, ill, fatigued.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm, I'm here.
Okay, say it again.
Pardon?
You say you're feeling ill and what?
And weak? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when did it start?
It happened a couple years ago, 2001, around the month of August.
Were you playing around, or you working anywhere near grave sites, that kind of thing, at all?
In my way?
Have you been working anywhere near graveyards, or did you get a place that has all to do with?
It was about like a couple years right after my mom passed away.
Okay, after your mom passed away.
Pardon?
You said after a couple years after your mom passed away, that was
it? It was about maybe almost 3 years.
Okay.
2 and almost 3 years. 3 months, and that will be 3 years.
Well, let's see what we'll do here. If there's anybody draining you, so to speak. There's nobody draining you. What's happening is that what they're saying here to me is that it's all in your mind, and what you're doing is you're making yourself feel drained. Well, number one, mom's not around who's, like, you know, mom's not living anymore, so that's also part makes you feel kind of drained, because your parents are not around you often enough. I'm also being told here, too, that either you have a sister, but it's someone that you actually, you have exhaustingly arguments with. And that drains you as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yes or no?
It does make sense, but I don't have arguments with my sister, so...
You don't argue with your sisters?
Well, not always.
Not always?
Arguments. Not always, no.
Okay, what is it, that is stressing you out? Because basically it's part of something that's just actually distressing you, not as much as you think is an entity following you. I don't feel that. I'm not feeling any entity following you in a very negative way, because you'd be losing sleepless nights on account of it. Plus, by now, you would have somebody in at your home to check and see if your place is actually haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? My feelings are what Spirit's telling me, that you are experiencing just basically sheer exhaustion, and just got to watch what you're doing.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good to know, at least.
You're just going through sheer exhaustion. If you think there's an entity following you, yeah, your mom's following you, but she wouldn't exhaust. Your mom's around you, but that's about it.
Oh, my mom's around me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When a person passes away, my dear, the person doesn't go away and never talk to you again.
Mm-hmm.
They come visit you in dreams, and they come visit you as often as they need to, if you need them to round you. If you can't crave them all the time, but if you feel you need to talk to them for any sheer reason, you can always sit down and sit by yourself in your own home and light a candle and say, Mom, if you're here, you know, can you talk to me or give me some sort of a message? And you'd be surprised what you get from it. Your mom, if she doesn't somehow move anything or do anything in the home at the time, then I would say what will happen is she'll come through to you in dream time, because very often parents will come through in the dream to say, to let you know that you are okay and they are doing fine.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Was this cancer with your mom when she passed?
Pardon?
Did your mom pass through cancer?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, my mom did. Yes.
Yes. Well, your mom tells me she did.
My mom passed away of cancer.
Yeah.
Did she have anything to tell me? That maybe because I'm not...
Well, she's the one who tells it's all in your head.
Okay.
So it's just that she's around you, but don't exhaust yourself. Don't work yourself out to the point of being exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay. You take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. These things do happen. People have a tendency of thinking that an entity will follow them. And it depends on what area you are, because at times you can actually be, and which is true, you can actually be at some location that may be haunted. For example, some people will actually have a place that may have... I can see that places haunted, some places that are actually unsettled, could be unsettled homes, little territories. These things do happen, and then once in a while they tend to follow us. We have another caller calling in?
Yes, it's Veronica.
Your first name again is?
Veronica.
Veronica, and where are you from?
I'm from Pasadena, California.
Pasadena. What can I do for you, my dear?
Question, I just wanted to know if there's any messages for me.
For you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. First of all, I'm getting a scene. I'm being shown here as if I'm going down the runway. Like, you know how you see a model walk down the runway?
Uh-huh.
What do you do for work?
Oh, I just got a new job, and I'm really happy about it. And
what are you doing?
I'm working for a new company. I'm working customer service, but the pay is really, really over the top, so I'm excited
okay.
about that.
Me, that's actually symbolic. It means that you really want yourself to be seen, and you're kind of worried if people are not going to see you for what
okay.
your accomplishments are. And not to worry, because it's all going to be well for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Okay. There's also, I'm being shown now, There's going to be some travel for you, too, and I'm also seeing a plane flying, and that means that you'll be going to other destinations as well in this the next little while. And I don't know what Hawaii's got to do with you, but I'm also being shown the Hawaiian Islands.
Okay.
And does that make sense at all?
Well, the guy I'm dating, just recently, he's in Hawaii, and we're just planning a trip in November.
Okay, well, that's all this is going to happen for you.
Okay. Is the guy that I'm dating now, is he going to be long-term?
Sorry, say it again?
Is the guy I'm dating now going to be long-term?
I got yes.
Okay.
Okay. But make sure that you don't pressure him, because you have a tendency of looking for a little bit more attention than you think.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Okay, you get bored easy. And don't use him as a scapegoat to have an argument with, because if you do, then that's where most of your boyfriends end up walking out the door.
Right.
Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Start having a better life and enjoy what you've got, because it's something you dealt with since you were a little child, and something that you now, you are a young woman, and you need to start fulfilling your dreams and have fun with it, because you got so much to do.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. I like I said, I just shoot from the hip. I tell the way it is, what people can tell me in spirit. And sometimes they actually look like actions of symbol to me, because of whether the person, you know, I'm seeing it when I saw a person walking down the runway as if they're modeling, but I don't see her modeling. I just saw that person. That, to me, it's symbolic, saying, I want to be seen. I want to be seen. And then trying to show themselves and know that they're to be known for their strong accomplishments, great accomplishments in the world. Be very, very successful. We have the caller calling in.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
And who am I speaking to?
I'm Brian.
Hi, Brian. And where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay. What kind of question I ask you for you can ask me, sir?
I'm just wondering if I have any entities around me or spirits.
You know, I want to say, yes, you do have people around you, but not in a bad way. But you also need to be a little bit more happier more often.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
Yes.
Keep in your own cheers, because for some reason I feel like you're acting as if you're a little secluded.
Okay.
You're shutting out people. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Okay, don't do that. Start opening up more about yourself. How old are you, Brian?
21.
Okay. Now, start opening up more of yourself. You know, get out there more often and let people know that this is who you are. There shows me, I'm also being shown here that you have a bit of an identity crisis in your life, or thinking that you do. Don't be afraid of what you do. You know, there are people like that are very outspoken, and you got something there that you can be very successful at, and don't let people make you believe you're not worthy of who you are.
Okay.
Okay, and don't take criticism as a really bad thing, because sometimes it doesn't hurt to learn the lessons from it, but there'll be a day that someone's going to ask you questions later on through the years, and you'll be able to share that information back for them to help them.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I'm also seeing a barn. It's like on a farm. Who actually was in the farm in your family, or was?
Well, I'm getting ready to start a job at a farm.
Okay. You're getting ready to start a new to work on a farm, this job?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Enjoy it. It's something that you're really going to enjoy doing.
Okay.
Okay. And start learning to ride a horse. If there's actually an advantage of getting a horse there to ride, that is something you need to learn.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you get any messages from my grandmother?
Well, your grandma's the one that's actually around you. When I said yes, when you asked me if there's actually somebody around you, yes, your grandmother is with you. But there's actually also grandfather as well. There's two people there around you.
Okay.
Okay. There's also with this grandfather, I feel it's like the grandfather, probably an uncle. But this man shows himself to be in uniform, like he's in the military.
Okay, I know who that is.
Who was that?
That would be... my uncle.
Okay, remember I said it was your uncle? I said it was your uncle.
Uh-huh.
He's in the military. Is he still here, living here? Or is he crossed over? Has he passed?
No.
Your uncle hasn't passed?
in that.
Okay, is he fighting in, like, is he in on duty or is he off duty?
He's off duty.
Okay, can you tell him that his family says hello from Spirit?
Okay.
Okay, and just share that message for him if you can.
Okay, I do have one other question. Do you see me developing psychically?
We develop a lot in this world. And like I said before, what you got to do is work on to trust your skills a little bit more often. Okay?
Okay.
You sound like someone that I know. The young man I used to know, his name is Michael. And he's a really fabulous person to talk to. And I used to give Michael a lot of support in his hard work in the field. Michael was what you call a two-spirited person. And he used to worry what people think about his identity, you know, being gay as well as a psychic at the same time. I find nothing wrong with that, because God does not judge us for who we are. And when he learned to deal with that, I hope he did, learned to deal with it and be much stronger. And I feel that no matter what it is that we deal with in our world, in our lives, that I feel that you can go through the same thing yourself to be strong.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So trust your heart, my friend, and enjoy your life.
And thank you.
Okay, take care. Okay. Now, I guess we got water here. The night has been busy. Everyone's in the chat room. Everyone's having a great time. Anybody wants to actually ask any questions in the chat room, you're more than welcome to ask. And I don't mind answering your questions. Here is the toll-free numbers. And the numbers are, again, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And it's in the U.S. And in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. It's 888-815-9756. Also, international lines. We get some international callers calling in. 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Next week, we're going to have a wonderful fellow that I've been worked with or watched his skills. Is there somebody online? Did someone call in? Hello, is there someone up there? I guess not. Anyways, next week I have a wonderful fellow coming on, and his name is Ted Coons. He's a psychologist, or I guess you call it psychologist, and a teacher, and this man actually written a book called Peace Begins With Me. If you ever want to see the book ahead of time, get the book called Peace Begins With Me, or even to go to the website. That's the word, the title, Peace Begins With Me. And his book is absolutely fabulous. It's helped a lot of people in his work. His son was epileptic, paraplegic. So, anyways, are we another caller calling in?
Yes.
Is a caller there?
Yes, hello.
Hello. Who am I talking to?
I'm Rita.
Rita, okay. And where are you from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. And what can I do for you?
I was just wondering if there was any messages for me.
Any messages for you? Well, let's see what we can do here. Okay. What I have here, my dear, is I want to say that you either starting to worry about a child. I mean, seeing a small child around you. How old are you?
Yes. I'm 48.
You're 48?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who's the child that you're worried about?
Well, he's actually not a child. He's my brother.
Your brother or father?
Well, my father had passed away.
Your father.
Away.
Is your dad acting like a child a lot, like as if he's dealing with his memory loss?
Well, no, he passed away. It's my brother that I worry about.
Your brother?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's not your dad. Denver. Okay. It's about a child, so it's got to be somebody younger than you. Is your brother younger than you?
Yes, a lot younger.
A lot younger?
Yes.
What age is he?
He's 40.
Okay.
But he acts like he's 4.
Now, I want to say, what is with the bars in front of me? I can feel like as if I'm held behind bars. What is going on with your brother?
He just got out of prison.
I'm sorry, he what?
He just got out of prison.
He just got out of prison?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I see. That's why I see him behind bars. Okay. And so would you worry about that? He'll never make it?
Well, I'm worried he's going to get back into the wrong crowd and get back into trouble.
Okay. Well, number one, Michael, let me see if I can get a hold of your dad here. Another reason why your brother's behind bars is because he's blaming your dad for a lot of his own personal stuff.
Yeah.
Does that make sense at all?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. I feel like your dad's coming through, and he's trying to use his voice like your father dealt with a throat condition when he crossed over. And I felt like this is like it's almost like he went through the heart or a heart attack. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And he was trying to breathe, and I fear it shows me that he was actually... Was your father a heavy smoker?
Yes.
Okay. And he had a choice whether he had a heart attack or had lung cancer. Understand?
Yes.
Okay. Your dad was also mad at the world, like he was mad at his father. So somehow he carried over. There's a lot of blame here. Your brother's blaming your father. Now, what your dad's doing, what your brother needs to do, even though he may be getting into the wrong crowd, is go back to the old crowd, because this is all your brother knows.
Yes.
And sorry to say, but if your brother doesn't behave, he'll be back behind bars again.
Yeah, that's what I figure.
Okay. And it's going to happen. I'm seeing a gun in your brother's hand. So this is worse than what it will be. You'll be accused of something that your brother did not do.
Oh, Lord.
Okay?
Yes.
And there's not something to do with the docks, because I'm seeing water and I'm seeing a pier.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. I know your brother's not a fisherman, right?
He loves to fish, yes.
Okay. So he needs to be very extra careful. He needs to smarten up, and I'm hoping you're able to explain this to your brother, but he needs to smarten up and start looking at his own personal life instead of having to go back to the same old crowd, because the people that got him in trouble in the first place, he's going back to them again. But somehow these people make him feel guilty, him make him feel guilty, that they think that this is all he has left.
Yes.
And there's got to be somebody he's actually done time with in that very same prison. That's why he's hanging out with that guy.
Oh, yes. I figured that.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
They've done time together. And they're both out. That's why he's hanging with them. So, but I would say, you know what? You may have to, if you love your brother a lot, and if your brother doesn't bring his violence or his troubles back to your home, I would avoid that if I were you. Understand?
Okay.
He's got to learn to walk on his own 2 feet.
Okay.
You might have to let your brother go until he smartens up. You can give him all the advice you want. You're blue in the face, but he won't listen to you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Okay. Just tell him that he can't just be mad at the world forever. He's got to start a whole new life. God's given him a chance to straighten up his act. And if he doesn't straighten up, he won't be here that long.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Our prayers are out with you, my dear.
All right, thank you.
You take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sometimes this happens. You get people like that out there that are, I try to give them as much good news as possible, but it's so difficult to find something there that you want to work around the area, and I do. I try to find that would be better for him. For her brother, but for some reason, I'm trying to bring the light for him. Got to pray each day to help this young man out. We got a caller calling in?
Yes.
And who am I talking to?
My name's Michelle.
Michelle.
Where are you from?
California.
California? I got a lot of California people here tonight. Have I spoken to you before?
You have not.
I have not. Okay.
But you have a nice voice, Michelle.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
I'm having quite a few changes this year, and I knew that coming into 2008, and I just would like to know, I guess any message from Spirit would be fine, or anything that you can pick up.
Okay.
What I want to bring up for you, my dear, is, thank you. Spirit's telling me there's going to be some world travel for you, because you're actually trying to make a decision, because I'm seeing a plane also around you, okay? Like as if you want to fly. And you're trying to make a decision between two different kinds of jobs, and there's actually someone, actually, I feel like there's one person behind you, it feels like they're pulling you back and keeping you from actually spreading your wings.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
I think so.
Okay. Is this a male partner that's doing this to you?
I have recently gotten into an additional line of work for additional income with a gentleman who I work with in my career job.
Okay. But he's limiting your skills. Like, for some reason, I feel like he's actually, either he sees you just being female, but there's more to what you can do. You have greater advantages if you need to really be a more outspoken.
Okay.
Step up to the plate and explain and be yourself.
Okay.
Don't hide away what you feel you have to.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
I think so.
Okay. Let's put it this way. You ever argue with a man before?
No, I'm not one to argue.
You ever had a confrontation with a boss before?
No, but I do stand my ground if I feel something's wrong.
Okay. What I was saying before, confrontation, but be very discreet, but do it in a way that you feel there's more there for you that you'd be very successful at.
Okay.
What I do see for yourself, and eventually in the future, you will become your own independent person, like owning your own business.
Great.
And if you're around software a lot, being involved in software or purchasing or selling software or in that area, stick with it because it'll be very successful.
In software? I'm in mortgage right now.
You're in mortgage right now?
Correct.
Okay. Well, there's something to do with software now. Now, software can also keep you, like I should say, it could be an investment.
Okay.
Okay? So look at it in a way as an investment because it'll be also something really important for you. I've actually known people that actually own their own business but still either do real estate or do something else at the same time on the side. But this could possibly mean it could be investing in software. But I would look at it curiously, and I feel like you would be very successful at it.
Thank you. May I ask a question?
Yes.
I recently put my cat down, and I'm wondering if you are able to connect with him.
You're kind of worried about your cat?
I put my cat down 3 weeks
yes.
ago, and I'm wondering if you're able to connect with him.
Well,
if that's possible.
I would say don't feel guilty at what you've done for your cat, because your cat knows you, and it gives itself unconditional love for you.
Okay.
And knowingly what you had to do, the cat will understand.
Right.
Was it dealing with an illness of its own?
Yes.
Okay. Was that cancer to the cat?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what the cat's telling me. This cat appreciates... Was this a male?
Yes.
He appreciates your love for him, and his love back for you, and he wants you to consider getting another one.
Wow.
Because he wants to come back again.
I had that feeling. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
I definitely
the one you'll get back will be a female.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, folks, it's been great. Our show is coming to a close, and I'd like to thank everybody for listening in. Next week, we're going to have a wonderful guest coming on our show. We're going to have Ted Koontz coming on, Kuntz. He has a book called Peace Begins With Me. And looking forward to having him on our show next week. So anyways, folks, in the meantime, it's been fabulous having you listening in. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, talking to you from Between Two Worlds on bbsradio.com. I'm on every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Looking forward to hearing you guys and seeing you guys come on the Pal Talk Room as well as the BBS Radio chat room. We'll see you guys next week. Take care, folks. Bye.